The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Jake Bourgeois of the Anamosa Journal Eureka. Jake, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
I wanted to start with the conversation that's been going on around the border wall, because that's obviously been a major point of conversation over the last few weeks. I know you had said in January that it wasn't the way to go about things. If it comes up for a vote in the Senate, is it something that will get your vote?
Well, first of all, let me clarify that we don't have to worry like we did in January about government shutting down, because we've got government funded now through the end of the fiscal year. So within that decision, there's $1.7 billion for wall and border patrol agents and some electronic surveillance. And I very much support that, because the number one responsibility of the federal government is to protect the American people. Now, a lot of people illegally entering our country may not be a threat to our national security, but we know that there are some criminals. There are some people from other countries than just Central America and Mexico coming into our country. And consequently, we have a right to make sure that people can enter our country and enter it only legally. And by the way, every time I talk about immigration, I think somebody could get the opinion, I don't want any immigrants. I want legal immigrants coming to our country, and we have such liberal immigration laws that about 1 million people come here every year legally, and they stay here. In addition, we have a lot of tourists that come here as well. So I am very much for immigration, but I want it to be legal and not illegal.
National emergency then, and getting the rest of the funding through that avenue?
I'm leaning towards supporting it, and I don't think we're going to have a vote for another week or so in the Senate. They're going to have a vote this week in the U.S. House of Representatives. It may come up sooner in the Senate, but I don't know when it's coming up. But not right now, I'd have to tell you, I'm leaning in favor of what the president does, because he's commander-in-chief, and he's the only one under the Constitution that has the power to protect America, to protect the American people. It's his number one responsibility. Now, on the other hand, I'd have to say, I don't know why the president creates all this trouble for himself, because with $1.7 billion appropriated for 55 miles of wall and border patrol and electronic surveillance to secure part of our border, I don't see how that money can all be spent by the end of the fiscal year, September the 30th. So I don't know why he's creating these legal questions that are going to be raised, but he did it under a 1972 law that Congress passed. So I think we tend to blame the president when you need to blame the Congress of the United States for passing too liberal of a legislation, delegating too much decisions that Congress ought to make to the people of the to the president of the United States. And by the way, I gave you the wrong year. It was 1976 that this law was passed that he's making this decision under.
Investigation that you guys are looking into as far as insulin prices and how much those have, you know, skyrocketed over the past number of years. Is there a timeline you're hoping to have?
Well, the timeline is when the investigation gets over. And if you go and do a thorough investigation, you don't always have a timeline. The sooner the better, as far as I'm concerned, but I want it done right. So I'm not going to set a timeline on it. We may, sometimes we put into our letters, we want an answer by such and such a time, and I don't know whether this letter included that statement or not. But regardless, I want it done right. But it's not just insulin. Tomorrow, we're having seven pharmaceutical companies before us to try to get a handle on why drug prices are so high and hopefully get drug prices down.
Is that sort of the main thing on your plate is, drug prices? What are some of the other things that are a priority?
Well, I'm speaking now as chairman of the Finance Committee. So it would be drug prices and expanding that into overall health care costs. Secondly, retirement security tax law. And thirdly, the United States-Mexico Canada trade agreement.
On the trade agreement, has there continued to be progress in negotiations? Where does that discussion take?
I would say number one is, not only for us, but for Mexico and Canada, for us in Congress to take it up, the president's got to take off his tariffs on aluminum and steel. I met with the foreign minister of Canada two weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I met with the ambassador to the United States from Mexico. Those countries aren't going to take it up as long as there's steel and aluminum tariffs on. And we in the Congress, I'm not going to take it up in my committee as long as those are on as well. So hopefully we get them off. Now, there's another thing that we have to do to satisfy the Democrats, and I don't know how much work it's going to take to satisfy them. Hopefully not a lot. But they're interested in discussing some environment, labor, and enforcement issues that they think the treaty comes up short of.
Last one, I think. And again, thanks for giving me a few minutes of your time today.
Thank you.
What has been the discussion around this retirement security tax benefit?
Well, this is pretty bipartisan, and I don't think it's going to be real controversial, but it comes from the fact that a lot of people just live on Social Security. Now, I suppose a majority of the people have some private savings and some retirement plans. But the whole idea is to encourage more people to save more for their retirement during their working years so that they don't live in poverty on Social Security.
Thank you, Jake, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.